Blog Talk Radio.
For a limited time at Sprint, get $50 for each new phone you lease when you switch. That's right. You'll get $50 for each new phone on a prepaid MasterCard issued by MetaBank member FDIC. Just register for the card online and you're good to go. Get a network built for unlimited and a great price at Sprint. It's the best of both worlds. And get $50 on a prepaid MasterCard for each phone you lease. Visit a Sprint store this weekend only for sizzling Sprint Saturday deals.
Card terms, conditions, and expiration apply.
Blog Talk Radio.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, three pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and two online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Give honor to God who is first in my life and to the Spirit of God that abides in his early Sunday morning service. I bring you greetings from the Generation Baptist Church, Generation, G-E-N-E-L-A-T-I-O-N. Generation means we have a start to finish ministry given by God, exposing the Alpha and Omega. I believe the Lord has sent me to the kingdom for such a time as this to minister to generations past, present, and future. The way I honor the past is by singing hymns and anthems on a continual basis to never forget the songs that brought our forefathers and mothers over. The way I establish the present, I appoint junior ushers, junior deacons, junior trustees, and I train them in the fear of the Lord, and I treat them like the church of today and tomorrow, because I believe when I'm gone, the church is supposed to keep on rolling on. Our future is edifying to the Almighty God by singing praise and worship without any music from time to time, so that our church will never get caught up with the method and miss the message. Blog Talk Radio. Y'all ready to have some church? For those of you that bought your Bibles, it is the only weapon we have that will put the devil, somebody say, in his place. It is the only weapon we have that will give you and I the right to eternal and everlasting, somebody say, life. It is the only weapon we have that the thieves can't steal, the robbers can't take, and the police can't arrest, and I don't care where you live, that is the word of God. I want to turn your attention, just very briefly early this morning, to the book of Philippians, the fourth chapter, and I'm going to read just one verse, verse 13. Philippians 4:13. If you're with me, say amen. If you need more time, somebody say mercy. Mercy is a good thing. And the word of the Lord reads as thus, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Period. Let the redeemer of the Lord say amen. I am so delighted this morning to be able to bring you this thing. I had the privilege and the blessing to be able to do this on the Women's Day service. And I'm so glad for this thing this year, because certainly you and I can do all things with Christ that gives us the strength. And is in the book. However, I read the mail I received and my instructions early this morning to be mindful to not only preach about that particular scripture, but to preach about the theme that was given unto me. And the theme was, I will do. I want you to follow me early this morning. I know Paul left recorded, I can do, but the instructions from this particular church asked me to preach about I can do. Very fancy writing. They gave me a sub-theme, and it's spelled, I will do the necessary works for the Lord while here on earth. Then I went down on knee valley, and I looked up to heaven, and I said to myself, now they're getting ready to start something. The only thing I have to say to my Block Talk family is early this morning is, let's have church. I can. When you think of the word I can, it is used as a present verb, as the word I could is used as a past verb, simply meaning I'm able to do. When you think of the word I will, is used as a present verb, and the word I would is used as a past verb, simply meaning this is an auxiliary verb that expresses the desire and a willingness to do something or not to do something. I wish I had a praying church. If you will, please allow me to set this up this morning. But to stop by early this morning to tell you that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God has to say unto the church, because there is a difference in I can and there is a difference in I will. If anybody know what I'm talking about, wave your hand at the radio and say amen. And the difference is this. I can is universal to every child of the Most High God. Because of Jesus Christ, I can do all things. But I will, good God Almighty, I will is personal. Look at somebody early this morning and tell them, for me, it's personal. Put your hands on your hips and let your backbone slip and tell them, for me, it's personal. That's where I want to be early this morning. I don't want to talk to Lottie, Dottie, and everybody, but I want to talk to you because it's personal. I know Paul wrote it, but it's not about Paul. It's all about y'all because it's personal. Let's go into the Word of God, and then I'm going on about my Father's business. For the Bible declares there is a story to be told in the book of Philippians, and it's a very short story that hits straight to the point and the heart. In other words, it will not take all night to tell the story, because you do know it's only 4 chapters. And how many know it don't take God all day to do nothing? Somebody say glory. For the great missionary apostle Paul, he begins to write while in prison to the church in Philippi, in which he had the privilege to visit on his second missionary journey. And for all of our Bible scholars that are listening to me this morning, it was on that journey that Lydia and the Philippian jailer and his family was born again and were converted, and years later a church was established there. Oh, you all know Lydia, don't you? I believe Sister Lydia is a perfect example of I can or I will. Oh, yes, she is. I'll prove it to you. Oh, you all know the story in the book of Acts, don't you, that says in chapter 16, beginning at verse 14, and a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple. Luke says she heard us, and the Lord opened her heart to the words of our Lord and Savior through Paul, and then she was baptized and her household. And then she spoke these words. She said, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, then come into my house and abide there. Oh, I need your prayers this morning. For the difference here in I can and I will is this. The Bible says that Lydia was a successful businesswoman, but her specialties was in purple dyes. Somebody say amen. For it is apparent to me, if you're in the business of dyes, you can make more than one color if you want to. Somebody say red, yellow, pink, and blue. Good God Almighty. I feel like preaching, for I hear Lydia saying, I can if I want to. But since I met the Lord, the color of royalty is what God has assigned to my hands, and I will do the necessary works for the Lord while here on earth. You all know the Philippian jailer, don't you? For the Bible says that the jailer heard Paul and Silas singing hymns in jail. Now, I don't know if they were singing Precious Lord, Take My Hand. I don't know if they were singing Near My God to Thee. But the Bible says he washed their stripes and then took them home and heard the word of God. And he and his family were saved, and he became a brother of greater service. Oh, you all know about the church, don't you? For it is the local assembly of professed believers in the Lord Jesus Christ who meet together in his name for baptism, for the Lord's Supper, for worship, for praise, for fellowship, for testimony, for the ministering of the word of God that disciplines you and I, and the furtherance of the gospel. Oh, I believe that they define the church as a good example of I can and I will. But that's where the problem started. You listening to me this morning? That's where the problem started. It started right there in the church, and that's why I stopped by early this morning to tell you this thing is personal. Because you and I go through the same thing Paul went through every Sunday morning, every choir rehearsal, every prayer and Bible study, and every so-called church meeting. Somebody say preach. For the church was full of people that loved God, or they loved him, and they loved to sing on the choir, and they loved to march up and down the aisle as an usher. And Paul, he had a whole lot of people full of the I can, but he didn't have enough people that was full of the I will. I told y'all I feel like messing with y'all this morning, and the answer lies in whether you and I will. Because Jesus already made a way for you and I in the I can. I prove it to you. I got some Bible to back it up. For you see, Euphrates, one of the members of the church at Philippi, had gave some money to Paul, and he was acknowledged for giving so freely to the work of the Lord. Let me show you how church folks do. For you do know we have folks in the church that has money and can give money, but will they give? We have some folks only give when their name is called. We have some folks only give when everybody else gives. And how many know when you die, you can't take a dime with you? Somebody say preach. And when Paul gets to this particular scripture, not only did the money make them mad, but he starts out by saying, if you would be so kind to help those women who labor with me in the gospel. Oh, you all know the kind of women who make sure the bathrooms are clean and make sure the pastor have curtains up against the window, the kind that doesn't wait for the usher to pick up a piece of trash in the aisle. They'll pick it up themselves. And not only the women I call by name, but those that I didn't call, but their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I feel like preaching. I believe Paul was telling the church in Philippi, listen, it's the women that take care of me, for I'm handicapped and I'm locked up in jail without the bail, and I'm not able to handle everything, but I thank God for the women of the Most High God. I'm going to leave that thing alone, because I've got some women that know that this thing is personal this morning. And if nothing else, the women heard Paul when he left Macedonia that no church helped me but this one as concerning giving and receiving. I'm going to close this thing again. I should have told you it was a drive-by. And Paul, let them know I speak in respect to your giving, because you and I know you can't be God-given, no matter how hard you try. For the more you give to him, the more he gives to you. And just keep on giving, because it's only our reasonable service as unto the Lord. Somebody say personal. In other words, Paul was saying, I'm going to make it. Uh-huh. For I can do all things through Christ that gives me the strength. For I've learned how to abound everywhere, and I'm instructed to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. So whether you believe in women or not, there's some women that's going to do what is necessary to the glory of God. And whether you put them up the front or in the back, they still going to give God praise, so you might as well get over it. Church, the bottom line is this. I've got some women that's going to keep on praying, whether you acknowledge them or not. I've got some women that's going to stay on the battlefield working for the Lord because they found out this thing is personal. My I will is personal, for I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will magnify the Lord, for he alone is worthy to be praised, for I will. Maybe there's one today that don't know the Lord as your personal Savior. To get this kind of testimony to declare that I will bless the Lord at all times, you must be born again. All you got to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. And then you're going to have to do some work. There's so many churches around you. Find one that's not only preaching but practicing the word of God. And let me tell you early this morning, there's no perfect church nor perfect pastor, male or female. And if you arrived, it wouldn't be perfect anymore. But hear what thus saith the Lord. Be still. Learn to develop an ear to hear what God has to say unto your soul, for my sheep know of my voice, and a stranger they won't follow, that you may grow thereby. Listen, ain't nothing wrong with you. All you need is a few moments with the preacher. Until next Sunday morning at 7 a.m., may the God I serve bless you real good. Praise the Lord, everybody. Give honor to God who is first in my life, and to the Spirit of God that abides in his early Sunday morning service. I bring you greetings from the Generation Baptist Church, Generation, G-E-N-E-L-A-T-I-O-N. Generation means we have a start-to-finish ministry given by God, exposing the Alpha and Omega. I believe the Lord has sent me to the kingdom for such a time as this, to minister to generations past, present, and future. The way I honor the past is by singing hymns and anthems on a continual basis to never forget the songs that brought our forefathers and mothers over. The way I establish the present, I appoint junior ushers, junior deacons, junior trustees, and I train them in the fear of the Lord, and I treat them like the church of today and tomorrow, because I believe when I'm gone, the church is supposed to keep on rolling on. Our future is edifying to the Almighty God by singing praise and worship without any music from time to time, so that our church will never get caught up with the method and miss the message. Blog Talk Radio. Y'all ready to have some church? For those of you that bought your Bibles, it is the only weapon we have that will put the devil, somebody say, in his place. Mm-hmm. It is the only weapon we have that will give you and I the right to eternal and everlasting, somebody say, life. It is the only weapon we have that the thieves can't steal, the robbers can't take, and the police can't arrest, and I don't care where you live, that is the word of God. I want to turn your attention just very briefly early this morning to the book of Philippians, the 4th chapter, and I'm going to read just one verse, verse 13. Philippians 4:13. If you're with me, say amen. If you need more time, somebody say mercy. Mercy is a good thing. And the word of the Lord reads as thus, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Period. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say amen. I am so delighted this morning to be able to bring you this thing. I had the privilege and the blessing to be able to do this on the Women's Day service, and I'm so glad for this thing this year, because certainly you and I can do all things through Christ that gives us the strength and is in the book. However, I read the mail I received and my instructions early this morning to be mindful to not only preach about that particular scripture, but to preach about the theme that was given unto me. And the theme was, I will do. I want you to follow me early this morning. I know Paul left recorded, I can do, but the instructions from this particular church asked me to preach about I can do. Very fancy writing. They gave me a sub-theme, and it's spelled, I will do the necessary works for the Lord while here on earth. Then I went down on knee valley, and I looked up to heaven, and I said to myself, now they're getting ready to start something. The only thing I have to say to my Block Talk family as early this morning is, let's have church. I can. When you think of the word I can, it is used as a present verb, as the word I could is used as a past verb, simply meaning I'm able to do. When you think of the word I will, it's used as a present verb, and the word I would is used as a past verb, simply meaning this is an auxiliary verb that expresses the desire and a willingness to do something or not to do something. I wish I had a praying church. If you will, please allow me to set this up this morning. But to stop by early this morning to tell you that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God has to say unto the church, because there is a difference in I can and there is a difference in I will. If anybody know what I'm talking about, wave your hand at the radio and say amen. And the difference is this. I can is universal to every child of the Most High God. Because of Jesus Christ, I can do all things. But I will, good God Almighty, I will is personal. Look at somebody early this morning and tell them, for me, it's personal. Put your hands on your hips and let your backbone slip and tell them, for me, it's personal. That's where I want to be early this morning. I don't want to talk to Lottie, Dottie, and everybody, but I want to talk to you because it's personal. I know Paul wrote it, but it's not about Paul. It's all about y'all because it's personal. Let's go into the Word of God, and then I'm going on about my Father's business. For the Bible declares there is a story to be told in the book of Philippians, and it's a very short story that hits straight to the point and the heart. In other words, it will not take all night to tell the story because you do know it's only 4 chapters. And how many know it don't take God all day to do nothing? Somebody say glory. For the great missionary apostle Paul, he begins to write while in prison to the church in Philippi, in which he had the privilege to visit on his second missionary journey. And for all of our Bible scholars that are listening to me this morning, it was on that journey that Lydia and the Philippian jailer and his family was born again and were converted, and years later a church was established there. Oh, you all know Lydia, don't you? I believe Sister Lydia is a perfect example of I can or I will. Oh, yes, she is. I'll prove it to you. Oh, you all know the story in the book of Acts, don't you, that says in chapter 16, beginning at verse 14, and a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple. Luke says she heard us, and the Lord opened her heart to the words of our Lord and Savior through Paul, and then she was baptized and her household. And then she spoke these words. She said, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, then come into my house and abide there. Oh, I need your prayers this morning. For the difference here in I can and I will is this. The Bible says that Lydia was a successful businesswoman, but her specialties was in purple dyes. Somebody say amen. For it is apparent to me, if you're in the business of dyes, you can make more than one color if you want to. Somebody say red, yellow, pink, and blue. Good God Almighty. I feel like preaching, for I hear Lydia saying, I can if I want to. But since I met the Lord, the color of royalty is what God has assigned to my hands, and I will do the necessary works for the Lord while here on earth. You all know the Philippian jailer, don't you? Well, the Bible says that the jailer heard Paul and Silas singing hymns in jail. Now, I don't know if they were singing Precious Lord, Take My Hand. I don't know if they were singing Near My God to Thee. But the Bible says he washed their stripes and then took them home and heard the word of God. And he and his family were saved, and he became a brother of greater service. Oh, you all know about the church, don't you? For it is the local assembly of professed believers in the Lord Jesus Christ who meet together in his name for baptism, for the Lord's Supper, for worship, for praise, for fellowship, for testimony, for the ministering of the word of God that disciplines you and I, and the furtherance of the gospel. Oh, I believe that they're defining the church as a good example of I can and I will. But that's where the problem started. You listening to me this morning? That's where the problem started. It started right there in the church, and that's why I stopped by early this morning to tell you this thing is personal. Because you and I go through the same thing Paul went through every Sunday morning, every choir rehearsal, every prayer and Bible study, and every so-called church meeting. Somebody say preach. For the church was full of people that loved God, or they loved him, and they loved to sing on the choir, and they loved to march up and down the aisle as an usher. And Paul, he had a whole lot of people full of the I can, but he didn't have enough people that was full of the I will. I told y'all I feel like messing with y'all this morning, and the answer lies in whether you and I will. Because Jesus already made a way for you and I in the I can. Oh, I prove it to you. I got some Bible to back it up. For you see, Euphrates, one of the members of the church at Philippi, had gave some money to Paul, and he was acknowledged for giving so freely to the work of the Lord. Let me show you how church folks do. For you do know we have folks in the church that has money and can give money, but will they give? We have some folks only give when their name is called. We have some folks only give when everybody else gives. And how many know when you die, you can't take a dime with you? Somebody say preach. And when Paul gets to this particular scripture, not only did the money make them mad, but he starts out by saying, if you would be so kind to help those women who labor with me in the gospel. Oh, you all know the kind of women who make sure the bathrooms are clean and make sure the pastor have curtains up against the window, the kind that doesn't wait for the usher to pick up a piece of trash in the aisle. They'll pick it up themselves. And not only the women I call by name, but those that I didn't call, but their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I feel like preaching. I believe Paul was telling the church in Philippi, listen, it's the women that take care of me, for I'm handicapped, and I'm locked up in jail without the bail, and I'm not able to handle everything, but I thank God for the women of the Most High God. I'm going to leave that thing alone, because I've got some women that know that this thing is personal this morning. And if nothing else, the women heard Paul when he left Macedonia that no church helped me but this one as concerning giving and receiving. I'm going to close this thing again. I should have told you it was a drive-by. And Paul, let them know I speak in respect to your giving, because you and I know you can't be God-given. No matter how hard you try. For the more you give to him, the more he gives to you. And just keep on giving, because it's only our reasonable service as unto the Lord. Somebody say personal. In other words, Paul was saying, I'm going to make it. For I can do all things through Christ that gives me the strength. For I've learned how to abound everywhere, and I'm instructed to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. So whether you believe in women or not, there's some women that's going to do what is necessary to the glory of God. And whether you put them up the front or in the back, they still going to give God praise, so you might as well get over it. Church, the bottom line is this. I've got some women that's going to keep on praying, whether you acknowledge them or not. I've got some women that's going to stay on the battlefield working for the Lord because they found out this thing is personal. My I will is personal, for I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will magnify the Lord, for he alone is worthy to be praised, for I will. Maybe there's one today that don't know the Lord as your personal Savior. To get this kind of testimony to declare that I will bless the Lord at all times, you must be born again. All you got to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. And then you're going to have to do some work. There's so many churches around you. Find one that's not only preaching but practicing the word of God. And let me tell you early this morning, there's no perfect church nor perfect pastor, male or female. And if you arrive, it wouldn't be perfect anymore. But hear what thus saith the Lord. Be still. Learn to develop an ear to hear what God has to say unto your soul. For my sheep know of my voice, and a stranger they won't follow, that you make road thereby. Listen, ain't nothing wrong with you. All you need is a few moments with the preacher. Until next Sunday morning at 7 a.m., may the God I serve bless you real good.
Blog Talk Radio.